This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a deeper dive into stories from our radio newsrooms across the country. In recent weeks, Pope Francis has had the attention of the world as he struggles with serious health conditions. In this episode, we're providing an update on the religious leader's health and asking a question we haven't had to in over a decade. How is a new pope selected? Pope Francis is a native of Argentina and was born Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He assumed his position as the 266th Pope of the Catholic Church in 2013 following the resignation of the late Pope Benedict. He made waves early, and he's made them often. He's often been outspoken on current events. Here in the U.S., Pope Francis has even drawn the ire of Trump officials due to his criticism of their immigration policies. And he's been heavily criticized by more conservative Catholic leaders for his efforts to make the church more inclusive for women and for the LGBTQ+ community. But for now, let's go back to the beginning, to a time when the Pope came to the priesthood through less than typical means. In 1958, when he was known by his surname, Bergoglio, he was inspired to join the Society of Jesus, or the Jesuit Order, after he recovered from a severe illness. After dedicating his life to ministry, he became an ordained Catholic priest in 1969, and 3 decades later, he was named the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, his hometown. Pope Francis quickly racked up accolades, including being named a cardinal, or a senior member of the Catholic clergy, by Pope John Paul II in 2001. His reputation continued to grow until a papal conclave named him pope in 2013. With that, he became not just the pope, but the first pope named to the position from the Americas and from the Southern Hemisphere. And he's also the first pope who was born or raised outside of Europe since the 8th century. The last one was Gregory III, who was raised in Syria. On March 13th, Pope Francis will have been in his position for 12 years. However, during his recent illness, he penned a letter of resignation to be invoked in a situation where the Pope would not be medically capable of exercising his duties as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope's health scare came at a very important time for Catholics, the season of Lent, which begins this Wednesday. Catholics and Christians around the world have been praying for his recovery. CBS's Chris Livesay shared an update on the Pope's health with Odyssey.
Chris, we're hearing these updates of, you know, double pneumonia and even more complications with his health. Where do things stand with the Pope right now?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's very concerning, double pneumonia, especially when you consider he only has 1.5 lungs. So double pneumonia in those conditions is serious for anybody, let alone if you're 88 years old. That said, the Vatican has reported that despite being in critical condition, he slept. He's now awake. We were also told by a Vatican source that the Pope is taking his normal medicine. He's eating normally, he's able to get out of bed, and he is in good humor. So some encouraging signs, but nevertheless, the Vatican is quick to emphasize that he is not out of danger. This is after a scare, multiple scares that we received this weekend, starting on Saturday when we found out he required high flow oxygen and blood transfusions because of basically what seemed like an asthma attack, a profound respiratory crisis, as the Vatican put it. So the following night, when we heard that he was also suffering from the what appeared to be early stages of kidney failure, it became ever more clear that this is a very, very serious situation.
Chris, how often are they updating the condition of the Pope?
Well, officially, the routine has been once or twice a day. So in the morning, locally around 8 o'clock, we'll get a message from the Vatican. And for days leading up to the weekend, it had been very encouraging, talking about Pope Francis, showing positive signs, getting up in the morning. That was a constant. I mean, to emphasize that he was able to actually physically get up, not just wake up, but get up out of bed. He would sit in an armchair, read through some newspapers, have breakfast. And then, of course, on Saturday, things took a turn for the worse. Nevertheless, again, we're told that he hasn't had any recurrence of that prolonged respiratory crisis that he suffered on Saturday. So it seems like he's doing better, but we'll get more updates throughout the day. Sometimes we'll hear, unofficial updates from Vatican sources. The Vatican is notoriously tight-lipped on these types of things, but the Vatican has to contend with Pope Francis himself, who has instructed his medical staff to be transparent.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The legacy that Pope Francis will leave behind will go down in record books. The 88-year-old has not only made an impact on the Catholic Church, but on the world as a whole. Whether through his stance on climate change, immigration, or helping the poor, Pope Francis has often been a figure world leaders have looked to during times of change throughout the last decade. To share more on Pope Francis's legacy and his health, Dr. Christopher Thompson, the academic dean at the St. Paul Seminary, joined Odyssey.
First of all, great that sounds like you've had a chance to meet him on several different occasions. What were your impressions as you met him and his importance and his leadership of the Catholicism, Catholic religion?
I was privileged to meet him on several occasions, largely with due to my work on ecology, which was, of course, a topic dear to this particular Holy Father. So it was a nice a convergence of interest there, and I was honored to be invited to meet him. Well, as you can imagine, you know, meeting him in the Apostolic Palace is a bit like going into Oz. The structure itself and the buildings themselves and the whole setting is this immense grandeur. And of course, as a Catholic, you're filled with awe and humility and a little bit of trembling and fear. But then when you come out in, I think we were in the Clementine Hall, relatively small hall, about 30 of us, and the doors fly open and out comes this rather avuncular figure who's all smiling and willing to greet you and happy and healthy. And he sort of takes all of the stress out of the occasion and meets you like you'd meet an older relative or an older uncle with great affection and with great certain joy of life. So it was, I had the privilege of meeting Benedict as well and John Paul too, and their experience. They were much more regal in their bearing. Francis was a little bit more informal in his, but to think that he carried the burden of the church as well as they did was just an extraordinary occasion.
What do you think of his impact on the church and what he has done and some of the things that people have known him best for?
I think his legacy, I suppose it'll take time to assess. You know, papacies are like mountain ranges, you know, better assessed at a distance. So it'll take some time to sift through his longer-term impact. But more immediately, I think it was clear from the beginning that Francis was concerned about pastoral outreach and pastoral accompaniment. I think he is consistently anxious about Catholics and Christians who put such priority on doctrinal clarity and understanding. That's very, very important. I am, after all, a theologian, so I'm not going to trade that away. But at the same time, for him, he was less concerned about doctrinal compliance and the level of details and more concerned with equipping and sending the faithful out to the margins to announce the good news. For Francis, it's church on mission that is his key charism, if you will. And I think he never tired and has not tired from preaching that message of sending people out to the margins, you know. In a world that's full of turmoil, I think some people take refuge in clarity and sort of authority and wanting to keep everything straight and make sure I understand. For Francis, the world is equally messy, but for him, that was a call to move out. That was a call to go to the margins. That was a call to risk being in the company of others who might be on the margins of the church. And even if you're not yourself always clear on what you ought to say, confidence in the Holy Spirit would allow you to meet that occasion as Christ asked us to do.
With his health in the balance, people were wondering what would happen if Pope Francis resigned from his position due to illness. At 88 years old, Pope Francis also already exceeded the average life expectancy. This has all led to people taking another look at what happens when there's an empty seat at the head of the Catholic Church. So, how is that seat filled? The Catholic Church goes through a lengthy process that includes the meeting of the College of Cardinals at the Vatican. There, they discuss the needs and challenges of the Church. And at that meeting, they'll also call for the papal election, known as a conclave. That's where the election will be held to determine the next pope. Only cardinals under the age of 80 are eligible to vote in a conclave, and only 120 votes will be cast. The College of Cardinals has chosen the new pope since 1378. That's according to the Religion News Service. So, who's considered for the top job in the Catholic Church? The only requirement to be pope is actually to just be a baptized Roman Catholic male. But there has sometimes been a clear favorite to become the next leader. This time, though, experts say there's no clear successor for Pope Francis. A major question about the next pope is this. With Pope Francis being a more progressive leader, could the Catholic Church swing the other way, much like recent elections around the world swung leadership back to more conservative interpretations of government? Joelle Rollo Coster, a professor of medieval history at the University of Rhode Island, joined Odyssey to tackle this question.
The Pope has been hospitalized, and it has people wondering about the process now.
Sure.
When was the last time we had a new Pope? How long have we had this Pope?
I think that he was elected in 2013. So what? It's like 12 years. What's interesting, there is a tradition, a very old tradition, which states that very few popes have lasted over what is called St. Peter's years, which means over 25 years. And I think the one of the most recent would have been John Paul II. But also, I was listening to Italian news before I talked to you guys. And so he had a couple of, I think, like three CT scans of his lungs. So he's pretty stable. I mean, he's not out of the woods. And I don't know if you saw any pictures, but he was quite swollen. So he may not be gone yet. I think he's a fighter. But it's kind of, we will see. But in any case, he has been ruling. He has been Pope for something like 12 years.
All right. Yeah.
So last one, 2013.
And of course, it would be, since popes tend to be older men,
yep.
It would be very unusual to see a pope last for 25 years like Pope John Paul
yes.
II did.
Yes, and actually I have a funny example. So the Avignon Papacy is when the popes were resided in France throughout the 14th century. And there is one pope elected called John the 22nd, and he's elected in 1316, if I remember.
yeah, you remember it well, 1316.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I don't, it's my specialty. He's elected because he's like in his 70s. So everybody, you know, the cardinals, the College of Cardinals think, well, you know, he's old, he's not going to last a long time. And the irony that he lived up to his 90s, I mean, in the 14th century, that's, you know, not very common. And not only did he live in his 90s, but he's one of the biggest reforming popes that we have in the Middle Ages, because he really created a solid administration. He centralized taxation and everything. So sometimes old men can accomplish amazing things.
You were talking about how this has been a pretty progressive pope in Francis. Do you think that when the cardinals select his replacement, they will want someone who is as or more progressive? Or, as we've seen in political circles historically, after a progressive individual, often we see a return to someone more conservative?
So I had that conversation with a journalist, and I said, you know what? I think it's going to follow what's going on in elections all over the world. Basically, if you look at the College of Cardinals, so we have something like 250 cardinals. I don't have the exact numbers, but it's around that. Of the 250 cardinals, somewhat, you have you are not allowed to participate in the vote if you are over 80 years old. So that gives us down to something like 130 cardinals. And if you look at the composition of that voting college, you realize that the majority would go towards a traditionalist. So that would be a group of cardinals which does not really like the way Francis has been going, which would like to go back to things like, you know, the mass in Latin, or, you know, stop blessing several groups of people. But what is interesting is that Pope Francis has anticipated what could happen. And what he has been doing is that what I would call stacking the college, meaning that he has nominated in consistories something like 60% of the College of Cardinals has been named by Francis. So I'm assuming the strategy here is to think that, after all, Francis nominated me, so I'm going to vote like his policies. On the other hand, once Francis is gone, you can also assume that people will vote whatever they want without, you know, thinking, oh, I owe Francis a vote, which would be a progressive vote.
Experts say that Pope Francis forever changed the job just a few months after he was chosen. This change was evident in 2013 when a reporter asked him where he stood on the issue of gay priests. Here's what he said. If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? Previously, it seemed to many that judging was a hallmark of the Pope's role. So those five words sent the world into a frenzy. Despite his wise message about judgment, The world certainly will judge Pope Francis for his legacy, no matter what happens next. Father Brian Massengale of the Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee, a professor of theology at Fordham University, told USA Today that Pope Francis will be known as one of the most consequential popes in history. Though his approach to Catholicism broke the mold, it did embody a sort of kinder, gentler approach that included controversial topics like the fight against climate change, transgender rights, immigration, and more. It made him stand out. In 2023, the National Catholic Reporter wrote that Pope Francis had changed the very style of the papacy by opening it up for conversation and debate. He even told cardinals and bishops not to act like princes. He also urged a message of simplicity and of embracing the poor. As Jesuit priest Thomas Rees wrote at the time, no matter who is elected next, the impact of Francis on the papacy will be long-lasting. He's opened windows that are difficult to close. This show is produced by Joe Heedy, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.